morning. How is everybody today?
Good morning, Steve. It's Betty. I think I'm the only other person on here this morning.
Starting to set a habit with being the early bird.
Yes.
Sure glad we don't like worms. But the body balance isn't too bad.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Thank you so much for your information yesterday. I
has arrived.
To very great advantage last night and setting up the post for yesterday. It was very appreciated.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad I could get it done real quickly.
Jeannie has arrived.
Morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Great. Betty and I are having a good visit. Now we got a threesome.
All right. Hi, Betty.
Woohoo!
Oh, so what's happening with you guys this morning?
Nothing too much.
Yeah, and I just got through listening to Susan's call with Nancy and trying to get all of the information that came out so fast.
Which call was that?
It was, you know, Nancy's Tuesday calls always, you know, she always has so much information that's very interesting from the different things.
Sharon Joanne has arrived.
Usually when I'm on the train, usually when I get on the call, if I'm on my normal schedule, I'm just at the point of getting off and walking into the three blocks to my building or catching a bus, and it's just so distracting to try to take notes. So,
sure.
But I want these calls to be worthwhile, so I took the time to listen to it again and take notes just now so I can update the blog and have the information there. And Betty was so kind yesterday to send me the information and the recipe she gave, so I put it into a Word document real quick and put it up, so it's
wonderful.
We're all up to date. We're all up to date. So
was the recipe I need to send to you, right?
That would be good. Yeah. Or,
okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate all you're doing there. That's awesome. And I'm referring people to come in on the call, too.
Yeah, we've had about 260 hits. So
good.
So I think people are going to it.
Yeah, no, that's terrific.
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve? Sure. Hey, you can put, I've got a couple of clips, that are really good, like 2-minute videos. Can you add those on too?
Monty?
Has arrived.
Go look at I'm putting, behind every picture, I'm putting either a video or an audio. So just go in there and play with it. You'll be amazed.
Okay, because I've got one that's really good that I just found the other day. I've got to go back and redo it myself because I didn't take notes on it. On cinnamon. I sent it to Nancy because she's big on cinnamon, and it was very interesting. It was giving three different kinds of cinnamon. Two we don't want to be using. One's fine, but is very good, but the other two are not good for us. So, where they come from, in other words. So, anyway, I'll do that. Thanks.
Right.
Yeah, and any time you guys want to make a post, you can make comments, and the people that are on the call, like us, that are facilitators. I'm not necessarily a facilitator. I'm just a background guy. But I can teach you real easily how to make a post. I did a video last night of how I did the post, and I'm going to put it up. I'll send you the link for it, Char. You can send it to the people that you want to have it or Nancy or whoever the delegate that wants to send it out. But it's really quick and easy to do it. All I have to do is just set you up as an author. So
okay.
And then that way people can make
Mary Lou has arrived.
So I'm excited about the flexibility of this. It doesn't have to be me, it can be everybody.
That's great.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Me too. Well, good morning, everybody. I heard a few more clicks come in. Monty, Char, and Joanne, of course, I heard come in. And Mary Lou, good morning.
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 Did anybody listen to the corporate call last night that Dave Balzer did?
I did.
Yes.
But I had to miss it, and I'm really sad. I was looking for the recording this morning. Of course, it's not up just yet, but... anybody have a comment or want to say something about that?
I thought it was real good and really supportive and kind of, it gave a ballpark view because several people, you know, and he limited it to just the 30 minutes so that way you could have somebody to go back to it, you know, mm-hmm. and listen to it. A lot of them had lost, I mean, no, they don't say lost, what's their word, the way they're doing it, released
yeah.
some pounds and all, and I felt good about it. Some had not done so much, but the main thing that they brought across was that it had maybe, and I've got to stress this because people have kind of balked on me with the price of it and all, that it had decreased their grocery bill because that if they were using it, you know, so it balances out, and they had lost or released some weight. More than anything, the fact that they're feeling better, their mind's better, and that's how it's been for me. It has helped me terrifically, I think, in my brain and with the other, and I'm still gradually losing, you know, so much each way, but I can feel the difference in my body. So that's about what everybody was saying. Somebody had, I believe it was, they had a contest going on, and they had, you know, some of the men, let's see, I took some notes. Some of the men had, let's see, I guess it was a Richard, who's 31, had lost 24 pounds on one shake a day in the length of time that he was. And he and his dad, I'm thinking his dad was Dave or somebody. They didn't say
Dennis.
Right at first. Dennis. Okay, Dennis. All right. And they'd lost it. So somebody else, and then Martha Sue came on and said she was saying that she used to be on lifestyle and how much it had helped her to redo. And she'd gone from one to two shakes. And then when she'd had company, had been a little buried. And that's what I've had this week. But I've stayed on task. And so anyway, and Marie, somebody gave it, and she'd lost some. She'd released some pounds, and then it helped her feel better and more satisfied. And they just went right on down the way, and everybody seemed to be real pleased with it.
That's great. I called a friend of mine yesterday who is a consultant. She's not real active, but we had a wonderful conversation. And when I called her, I said, "Sir, you have a minute?" And she said, "Yeah," she goes, "I'm just sitting down with this green drink. You'd be proud of me." And I said, "Well, good for you. What's in your green drink?" Well, she said she was choking it down. So I said, "Well, what's in it?" And oh my goodness, she had put, I think she did collard greens and a bunch of cayenne pepper. She heard about cayenne pepper, so good for your brain. She had like a half a teaspoon in there. Ginger. A little bit of water. It was just stuff, and I went, "Well, gosh, no wonder you're choking it down. My goodness." She said, "But I know it's good for me, and I can drink things, you know, when I know they're good for me, and I'm the same way." So we related on that. Anyway, after we visited for a while, I told her about the Kenzen Vital Balance. Had she seen any of the information that I'd been kind of forwarding her information? And she said, "No." And I told her, proceeded to tell her about I must have mentioned increased brain activity and weight loss or something at the same time. And she said, "Wait a minute, you just said," she goes, "whenever I hear those, my ears perk up." And I said, "Well, yeah." So So we talked a little bit about, I sent her a Rogers tape to listen to. She listened to it right away, and she's really excited about it and was wanting some testimonies. However, I forgot to mention the call last night, so I'll have to do the recording for that. So you just don't, you know, it's good as a reminder to, if you think of someone, be sure and call them and let them know. And she said, is there anything else really great that's on your mind about the Nikan products? And she has a wellness home, pretty much, I believe. But so I said, well, yeah, that's everything we have is phenomenal, that this is a great door opener to the wellness home. So if you had, I told her about the contest and things that are still going on. In light of that, on the Pathfinder 0 to 60 project, I was looking this morning. I have it not laminated, but in a sheet protector. I had it in the kitchen. And I think a way to talk about it, to give just a few brief points about what's in it, they have a little section on the corner, and you can download this off of Pathfinder from the 0 to 60 project. It's the pledge sheet. In the bottom corner, it has brain food, and under that it says MCTs provide brain food nutrients for cognitive or mental sharpness and turbocharge fat burning. So there's just a little thing to say about that. And then the natural tissue cleansers. And under that it says naturally helps organs and tissues eliminate environmental and internal toxins. And then probiotics, which actively boost gastrointestinal and immune system function, increasing nutrient intake. Enzymes aid in digestive breakdown and maximize nutrient absorption into the bloodstream. And then all vegetable protein promotes rapid lean muscle mass formation without the high fat or calorie intake. And I thought those are just some quick little blips about what's in there, or the benefits, I guess, of what's in the shake. That was kind of good to know. Any comments or questions?
Jeannie, on those sheets, I copied them off. Is there a particular procedure that you're supposed to do, or they're just encouraging you to use that as kind of a guide to kind of show it to somebody? I missed the call when they first came on, but then I downloaded it, and I copied it off. I made a copy, so I don't know.
Fill that where it says foundation, who I am, fill that out, and then the transparency where I am now, do your measurements, and it could be a measurement that underneath it, it says, transformation begins with truth. You are not your size, shape, or ability. You are who you become. Write in your current body measurements, state of mind, and circle the energy level you feel now. And then the commitment is where I'm going to be in 60 days. So they're doing this Thursday evening call at 6 o'clock Pacific, I believe. A 20-minute call where there's going to be testimonies and about what's happening over these 60 days.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can use that as your own sheet.
Oh, I had did it, copied it, and then I just hadn't got really back and checked with the head company. So, anyway, I'll get it done. I did copy it off, and I know it is helping me tremendously with my ability from my brain.
That's great.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. I was looking too in this Plan D. This is Dee McCaffrey. She's the what's her title anyway? I always forget that. She's an organic chemist and diet counselor. She discovered a link between processed foods and obesity. And this is 2009, I think. Anyway, she has sections and chapters about different components like sugar, fat, different things. And there's just a paragraph here about sugar that I thought was pretty interesting. And there's several in here. But Refined sugar is 99.4 to 99.7% pure calories, no vitamins, minerals, enzymes, fibers, or proteins, just simple carbohydrates. This is where the term empty calories comes from. Calories is no nutrition. It's just something good to remember. And then there's a title, Sugar Negates a Healthy Diet. In addition to keeping our bones and teeth strong and healthy, minerals are used to help us digest our food and to maintain proper body chemistry or alkalinity. Many people think they can eat anything they want as long as they exercise and take their vitamin and mineral supplements daily. But eating sugar totally negates the effects of an otherwise healthy diet. Eating sugar changes your blood chemistry in such a devastating way that many of those essential nutrients will be unavailable to your body. So I just thought it was a good little reminder for myself, anyway.
That's good.
Yeah, and I have really noticed that I don't have the, I guess that could be one, when my diet is full of too many carbohydrates, I don't have a weight problem. However, it really affects my long-term cravings and that kind of a thing, the cravings that I have on a daily basis where I'll zip through the kitchen and open the fridge or look in the pantry and pull out something that has sugar in it.
I can say amen to that. That's my biggest problem.
And so I've really noticed that I don't have that. I have made better choices, and I'm not totally clean in that aspect at all, but I'm not real much better. I don't have the I gotta eat something right now type of cravings that I can get to at times. And so I remember Roger saying it somewhere in his tape, that Roger Drummer say that when you that when you have your shake in the morning, you'll be able to, by the time you get hungry, you'll be able to say, I think I'm hungry, and make a good decision rather than having that craving. How's everybody doing? Anybody, any thoughts about that? Comments?
This is Monty.
Hi, Monty.
I think Roger's, I believe he's right on target, because I look at sugar as nothing more than a cocaine, a heroin, whatever you want to call it, and our body does get addicted to it. And I'm quite sure he says that if you want to break that addiction, the first, and I think this might be where, in my opinion, some of the people are having situations, and that is that first week, and particularly people like myself and other people who I believe are pre-diabetics, and they don't even realize what they are, that if we can break that sugar addiction habit, that things will work properly. And I think that's why it's so important that for people that do get on the plan, that they do for that first week not only take the water and the powder with their particular drink, because I was under the impression that Roger was trying to tell us that that's the way we can break that sugar addiction, at least for everybody for the first seven days. And then for people like myself and other people, that we might have to go 2 weeks or 3 weeks in order to really have that done the way that it needs to be done. So
yeah,
that's the way I look at it. And there's still people, and you said something there, Jeannie, a little minute ago that I thought was very important. It didn't matter what it tastes like. It's what the value going to be like that I'm putting in my body. And I think still people feel like they need those carbohydrates, such as, and people can do what they want to do. I'm not saying they're wrong, but they still want to throw in that banana or those berries or whatever in those particular shakes, and I don't think they really get the benefit the way that Roger instructs us to do so.
I agree. Because I tried the first, when I first used that, I just added the powder to my regular shake that I was having with greens, and I did take the fruit out of it because I understood that part. But even with some of the greens in it, that first shake in the morning, and I just started, I got my shaker out. I did what Dave Balzer did someone suggested, I don't know if he suggested or somebody mentioned that he did, taking a smaller amount of water, like 6 ounces of water, dip the powder, shaking it up, and just drinking it. And I really like it that way, and so does my husband. Ricky likes it that way, too. So, and it does. It just sets yourself for the morning hours, you know, get yourself up and ready to go. Don't even need a cup of coffee.
I agree with you 100%.
Me too.
On not adding to it.
Yeah, and then maybe later on, if you're having a second shake, I think that's when you could beef it up if you wanted to, or add something to it, depending on what you're wanting to accomplish.
Yes.
So good. Good comments, y'all.
Let me ask one question. It seems as if I do real good with having it, and I'm just having mine with water, and I've never varied, but just had one in the morning. I haven't had the second one at noon or anything, or put any more into any throughout the day. But, and I have my lunchtime meal. It seems that I'm really more hungry, and I keep wanting to do something late in the evening meal. So what are y'all doing for the rest of the day, pretty much? Are you doing it more than once to keep going?
I mean, using the powder and all and having a second drink?
I do the two drinks a day with one meal. And
okay.
And like I said, sometimes I have a shake in the morning, the way I suggested, and then in the afternoon, 1 or 2 o'clock, I might have a good sized meal with like a chicken breast with some vegetables, and then at night I'll do my shake in about 6 o'clock at night. I see benefit in that, and sometimes I do my two shakes by morning and afternoon, and then have my other meal at night. And both ways work. When I do my meal, my one meal a day in the afternoon, my sugars at night are a whole lot lower than they are if I wait and do my meal in the evening.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
I've even used a half a serving, just one scoop in between sometimes when, or late when I need something because I'm hungry. It's not because I'm just thinking about food or, you know, one has a habit. It's just, you know, I need something. And that was
I've done that too. I've had one scoop later in the day, just because I felt like I needed a little something to tide me over or to get me through the rest of the evening that I had planned. So, yeah.
Thanks.
It's nice that you can move it around like that, and that's a great idea, Monty, to be, you know, to switch them around. You don't have to be so rigid on, well, I have to have it morning and noon, but I could have it at night and have my one meal at lunch, you know, and whatever works in your schedule and what you feel like you want to do for that day. I like that. So there's a little variety added into it.
Well, I really think sometimes when we look at things, we ought to just look at them and say, okay, what's best for me? How do I react best to what I'm trying to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
Just go ahead and do that. It might not be the way other people would do it, but just play with it. See what works best for each and every one of us. Because we're all
yeah.
different. We think, our minds even think differently.
Imagine that.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. What about the people that you let them have them taste of it and they don't care for it at all? And it, then do you, have you varied it some way for that particular people? I mean, I guess they're not, to me, I'm like the rest of you, but they're not the same. What's going to be good for me and my body and to get me feeling better is worth a little bit of the taste, you know. But I've had two family members, and I can say this, that they didn't care for the taste of it. And do you go ahead and put your cinnamon in like some people have, or a little bit of the pepper, or how are you varying out that?
I'm big on education. It's happened to me. I'm big on more education. I say, you know, I felt that way about a lot of things. And then as I began to learn, I realized that, you know, even as children, not everybody likes the same thing, but, you know, you sometimes just have to say, this is really good for me. Let's see if I can't develop.
brings up another question that I've had, Char. What about extract? If we have people like that, are there? I looked at an extract, a vanilla extract, the other day, and it had like 38% sugar alcohol in it and everything else. Is there a particular extract that a person can find that doesn't have that junk in it? If a person wanted to use a flavor, to flavor their shake a little better, would that be a good thing to say to people?
Well, I can remember what Dr. McDougall told us down there on that exact question, and he said, don't worry about the tiny amount you're going to get in extracts. He said, go ahead and use them, or where they've actually, not like MSG, of course, but that's in a different category, but in the flavorings, he says, don't worry about if they're natural or unnatural or whatever. He says, you're using such a minute amount that it's not going to make that kind of difference. I don't think you could probably even get a carb or two out of a teaspoon of extract. I don't think there could be that much sugar in it. So you're probably okay with it. I still would prefer, when it comes to something that shows a lot of sugar, if you... it might be a question to send to Google and just see what they come up with on comments about that, because we can Google everything else and get comments. But I'm still thinking there isn't enough in there to make a real difference, but I would still prefer going with stevia, and you can get flavored stevias.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that, Char. I have the liquid drop. It's by Sweet Leaf is the brand. And I was at Sprouts, I was out of it, and I had it for a year. I don't use it very often, but I did like it on occasion, and I ended up getting just the plain one. But there are 30 flavors. It's amazing. And so I was thinking I might get another bottle of a flavor and try that, see what happens. Not that I still like the flavor of our shake, but I might play around with that and see. You know what would happen?
Yeah, and Green Leaf is a very reputable brand of stevia too. It's not chemicalized. I'm quite certain they've kept it pretty clean.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Thank you.
And you can find some vanilla that's made without the alcohol.
Okay. Good. Good suggestion, Jill. Yeah, and I do. I go with the education side, too. I always lead with, because it's true for me, I've learned throughout my life that if something's good for me, I drink it or eat it or whatever. And lo and behold, I come to like it. So I think it's just a change that your body, I don't know, whatever, your taste buds change.
People sometimes have to acquire the taste. If they take it long enough, it will start tasting pretty good in most cases. I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me too.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just depends on where that person is in their journey and the wellness too, I think, and everybody's going to be a little bit different.
Yep.
Like Monty said.
Hey. Your answers. I just was needing, kind of a little support to come back with something there to do, because I'm like, I just believe it's so important to our health. It has been to how I feel, and I think people are going to be more as they see changes in us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's true. Well, good. Is anybody familiar with kohlrabi?
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't made much of anything with it, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite veggies for dip.
Do you cut it up in, like little sticks or something?
I do it usually in slices. I've done it in sticks too, but usually just in flat slices that you can pick up enough hummus, that it, the reason I like the hummus is it satisfies. It's very satisfying because of the amount of beans that you're getting in there. and processing. So I've been making my own for the most part, but we even took it for our game night last night. I had one of the gals pick it up at the store, and I says, gee, that's the brand I always pick up, too. And she brought a couple of containers in, and everybody did it. In fact, I even spread some on my whole grain, no-knead bread that has become, I don't want to say it's an addiction, but if I'm going to have bread, I'd rather have that than anything else I've made. Or even purchased, even Killer Dave's. And it's kind of taken off with some of the people. I'm curious, has anybody else tried it? The no need that's on the call? I'll need to send that one down to it. Oh, go ahead.
Do. I'll send it. Mm-hmm. I'll try this.
That's right. I think I forgot I hadn't sent it because it's, I think I've got it scanned in. I have to go look, but anyway, if I don't, I will do that. Anyway, if you're going to do a piece of bread at some point in your life, you can make the loaves. I know it takes a cast iron Dutch oven or two, depending on what size you want to use. But anyway, people really enjoy having it, and even a quarter of one of the loaves, of one of the small ones, is plenty enough to start with. So, you know, if you've got it, give it away. Don't make it be too tantalizing for you if you feel like that's going to be the problem, because other people appreciate it. And we also, what started me doing it was taking it into the restaurant and saying, we're wheat-free and we can't, use your bread. You don't mind if I brought my own? I mean, this is the place we go to, like, every week, or we're going to every week. And they said, the gals just look at me and say, oh, no, that's fine. And then sometimes they come over and they want to sample it. So I do that too, and that's a nice little hook. It's something different. But we did that so we weren't getting the white fluffy sourdough that was served with the soup and salad. And it's definitely a much better choice. And it's really hard to not eat that stuff when it's right in front of you for a lot of people. I don't have a problem with the white doughy stuff anymore, but a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's awesome. Well, this is, yeah, I see where
it... When you're talking about the white fluffy stuff, my wife decided that she was going to be a little bit different. A bunch of people bought in the family. Our daughter, our son-in-law, and her all bought loaves of bread the same day. And so she took a loaf of bread to work and kept it at her desk and made sandwiches for a week and got herself so bound up and just eating the white bread and sort of the what she had been doing before that took like 2 weeks of misery to get her back flowing again. Really, really interesting how fast it happened.
Very true.
Yeah, that's just dynamite. In the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, in the Vegetarian Times magazine March issue, kohlrabi's in its peak season right now, and they give you suggestions on preparing it. And I've been buying it with the greens. I did make a green drink last week in the afternoon without the I just made it with the green drink. I didn't put any of the Kenzen Vital Balance in it. I just wanted a green drink. And so I used the greens in there, and it was really good. And it's like a bulb, and then it has these greens growing off of it, kind of like a beet type of. But they're really good. They're crunchy. They are in the it's a cruciferous veggie. So, and this one guy in California likens the flavor and texture of kohlrabi to a peeled stem of broccoli. And that's kind of what I thought was, anybody ever eat the stem of the broccoli, you kind of peel it a little bit and then eat it. It's really tasty. So it's like that, and you can steam it. You can eat it raw. The greens you can chop up into salads, use the stems that way too, and you can also saute them. Steam or something like you would kale or Swiss chard. So just another thing to try.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Yes, it's K-O-H-L-R-A-B-I. B as in boy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see it right now in the grocery stores. So I like the bigger ones a little bit better than the teenier ones. I noticed they're a little bit bigger now, so that must mean they're in season. And you peel the bulb and then slice it or chop it up however you like.
And don't let them set too long or they get punky woody. Or maybe it's the time of year that I picked them up that they were that way. But up here, we get them all winter long. And that was one of my father-in-law's favorite vegetables from the garden. I really never ate it. Denny, I don't think, ever ate it at all. And but now we've gotten to the point where it's a regular one on our tray when we do carrots and broccoli and cauliflower for dips or just for, you know, a plate of vegetables, raw vegetables. So. Or jicama. I like jicama in with it, too. Jicama's really sweet.
Yeah.
Juicy and sweet when it's really fresh. Make sure it doesn't look dry, that it's got kind of a shiny, if possible, a shiny coating to it instead of a dry, leathery, I mean, shrunk up looking.
Right.
Sometimes you get it not so fresh.
And they said, just real quickly before we go, if the leaves are attached to the kohlrabi, make sure they're bright green with no yellowing, and then they advise slicing off the leaves before storing to avoid wilting the bulb. And I haven't done that. I've got some in there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then it says wrap them in a damp paper towel. The leaves will keep in the refrigerator for about 3 days, stored in a plastic bag or sealed container in the fridge. And the bulb can last up for 6 weeks. If sliced, kohlrabi is blanched. If sliced kohlrabi is blanched, it can be frozen for about 8 months. So, just in case anybody's interested in that. So, well, anything last minute here? We're a little bit over time here. Sorry about that.
I have one quick thing before we leave. Dr. Furman was on Dr. Oz yesterday.
Oh,
and
thanks.
So, if you go into Dr. Oz's website, they have Dr. Furman's food pyramid on there. They have his nutrient density index, and they have a couple of his recipes on there that he showed. And one I thought was kind of interesting is called Dr. Joel Furman's Never Get Sick Chocolate Cake.
Oh well. Sounds
so
good.
So you can get those off there, and sometimes they get lost if you wait too long.
Well, thank you, Betty. Yeah, I'm going to go. I forgot he was going to be on. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Make it a very positive day. Remember, you're a masterpiece. Just have good thoughts and continue on. Keep doing good things for yourself and sharing the good news. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.